Mila, good morning.
Good morning.
You end up the last week of service within the program of Future School with us on the radio. Why? Where the decision came from?
We had to choose a few places to work, and the radio was one of my choices, one of my many choices. And Angela gave all of us three programs to go on, and mine was one of them was the radio.
Why?
I think because she thought the radio was a good experience for learning things that you might not
for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't choose it by yourself.
It was one of my chosen things, so I did kind of choose also that. But I don't think if I had to go for a job, I don't know if I'd come here or anywhere. I think I'd be just staying at home, just relaxing.
Okay, and the first 2 weeks, where did you perform your service?
Well, I first went to Natural Mall for a week, and then I went to La Terrasse.
So how it was, the first and the second week?
It was good, yeah. It's a good experience, like doing things that you probably wouldn't have done if you didn't get pushed to do it. But they were good. Yeah, it was a good experience.
That was your first work experience in Oroville?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't remember well things like that.
That's the first year that the Future School got this kind of program?
No, but it's the first year that they put it all in an amount of time, like one full week. Before, they used to do it every Friday for 2 hours, and now we have to do it every day for 1 week for the morning.
It's your first year in Future School?
Yeah, it's my first year. I'm 14 years old. Yeah, you go to community service in the first year.
So out of that, you figure out that none of these, your three choices, you wouldn't work, yeah?
Well, I wouldn't work if I hadn't already had the experience. But now that I had the experience, some of the places seem quite cool to work at.
When you finish the Future School, you got any plans for further on?
No, but I think I'd want to go elsewhere just for an experience of outside Oroville.
You've been born in Oroville?
Yeah, I've been born and lived here my whole life.
So eventually you will come back, yeah?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not somebody who has strict plans about their future. Oh. I just want to have other experiences.
But what interests you?
Lots of things. I like music. I like art. I like literature. I like lots of things.
Do you think the educational system as it is now, I believe that before you were in transition school, correct? Before Future School, you were in transition school.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you will start with the Future School. Your schooling experiences is... You received what you wanted to, or but there was something less or something too much?
No, I thought it was a really good experience. Transition school is really good. It gives you the freedom, but it also makes you work. And I don't know, it feels homey.
What I think about, because many times we hear some comments from the tourists and volunteers that our real children are really ignorant. I mean, they consider themselves as the higher beings. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. could you verify the question?
Our real children, especially youngsters, they don't want to be approached by outsiders.
I think they just put all outsiders together because some of the outsiders kind of judge, and some of them. And I'm not sure how. It just kind of... I don't think of myself higher than any outsider. I just think that they kind of judge a bit quick sometimes.
What do you think about the mother?
I think she was really cool. I think she had, I don't know, I've never met her, but what people say about her and what she says, I think she was a really cool person. And yeah, I think she helped a lot of people.
Your parents have met her?
Yeah, my dad met her. She gave my dad his name.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. Who gave you your name?
My parents. Yeah.
And I believe, as most of the Oroblins, you are mixed between two countries. I mean, two nationalities.
Yeah, I'm Dutch, Swedish, and German. My mom's Dutch, and my dad's Swedish and German. So, yeah, quite many nationalities. But I don't speak any of them. I just speak English, which I want to learn other languages.
Have you ever been out of Oroville?
Yeah, I often go out for the summer holidays because those are the biggest ones. I often go to different places. Sometimes I travel like around Europe, and I went to America last year, and yeah. I like going other places because, I don't know, it gives you a different experience, and gives you, sometimes when you're out, you feel like it's like a different life, or like just a month or like a week, and you just feel...
Yeah, but you can compare these two worlds, yeah? You would say, I mean, what is the advantages of Oroville? What is maybe advantages of outside world?
Well, I think Oroville, like, I think as a kid and growing up in Oroville is, like, really good because it gives you, like, a very broad kind of education. And I think as you grow older, you kind of want more, like... just like your teens and all, you just want to, you know, go outside and, you know, experience other things and then maybe come back later. But I think as a kid, it's really good growing up here. But there are not that many things to do. There are not that many. It's kind of a small place, but yeah.
So you think outside is more things to do?
Well, somehow, like, like parks, like amusement parks and all that's like cool stuff that you don't get in Oroville. But yeah, I think Oroville gives you a really good education. But I think it's also a bit like a kind of closed space. Like, it's a very small village, I mean, very small place, and you know everybody, so you sometimes want to go out and like just not... Because from growing up, you always have the same... you have a reputation that people give you because they knew you since you grew up. Not a bad one or particularly a good one. You just have a reputation, and it's kind of hard to, like... Sometimes you just want to go and, like, not know anybody and just, like, be, you know, crazy, and you don't mind.
You would like to change your reputation? You would like to erase it?
No, I wouldn't like to erase my reputation. I just like to have, like... nobody, like, people who I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it. I just sometimes want to just, like, yeah.
But with that closeness and actually the population of around 2,000, also comes a lot of gossips, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think you can't really stop them because, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, gossip is a part of... something you have to live with in Oroville.
Do you think the Oroville children are too loose?
Well, I don't think they're really spoiled. I mean, compared to what they have in some countries, they have, I don't know, Oroville doesn't have as many things to be spoiled with. But I don't know. I guess they just act different. If you come from somewhere else and you see people from kids from Oroville, then you're not it's not the usual kind of kid you're used to acting around. So I guess you kind of have to get used to that. And I think as a kid, if there are some people who like don't like maybe when kids like shout around and play around, but that's also part of being a kid. No, you have to have your moments of craziness. And yeah,
I don't know, but I'm talking about more the attitude. The loose attitude and no discipline.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't have to see that. Yeah. In your education, you think that it's covered enough for you? That's well, you said it's broad, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe it's not so like strict, and you don't know how to do. Maybe you don't do tests often and all like that stuff. But also, the education, it's kind of. I guess you have to go and find your own particular thing, and then being good at that particular thing, it might be a bit hard because there are not that many people specified in particular things in Orville to teach. I mean, that teach.
So there's a problem with the teachers?
No, the teachers are great.
No, I mean with the specific teachers. For the specific thing, maybe you had an experience that you wanted to explore something more and there was no teacher for that?
I didn't really have the experience, but for example, imagine you want to go somewhere further in music, and you want to find, like, they're not for particular instruments or this or that, there are not so many teachers or like that, so you have to go elsewhere to do that. And also, like, you don't get levels in music here, or you can't do this or that. But I think as a kid, you usually don't anyway specify in something. You just, you know, you try to learn broadly. Mm. And then once you want to specify in a particular subject, then you can go elsewhere and try to thing, or you can try to find someone to teach you here if they're not busy.
Well, let's talk about taboo topics. How is the sexual education representing schools?
Well,
does anybody talk to you about it?
Yeah, we have a really good teacher who doesn't make us feel awkward about it. Mm. Juan is a really good teacher, and he teaches awareness to the body, but he also teaches, like, yeah, that kind of stuff. And yeah, he teaches it well. He makes us feel casual, like usually when people learn about those kind of things as kids, like, you know, young kids, They're like, oh my god. But with Juan, it's more like, okay. And he teaches us well.
Can you talk with your parents about it? Or maybe your friends can talk with, because you guys talk, yeah?
I guess I can talk to my parents about it, but I don't really need to. But also, because our teacher teaches really well about that kind of stuff, we don't often have questions to the parents, because he is fine with answering things. So, but yeah, I think my parents at least are fine with it. I'm okay with talking to them about it. Never do.
How do you see Orville in 5 years, 10 years?
I don't know. I can't really imagine Orville in 5 years, 10 years. Like,
imagine how it was 5 years ago. From 5 years ago to today, actually, yeah, it's a huge difference, yeah?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I'm not very good with thinking about the future. Yeah, but it might be quite a bit different.
Yeah. Whether you see more buildings or more roads or more cars or more green things?
I hope there'll be more green things. And I hope there won't be too many cars, because it's kind of dusty. But I don't know. It'll be cool if they don't make it too populated. Yeah.
So, have any idea what you would really like to do when you grow up?
No.
Just stay at home and hang out?
No, that's just like my phase right now. I'm not planning to keep. But I don't know my plans for my future. I hope it'll just, I'll figure them out sometime. Not right now, though. I don't need to know them right now.
Okay. Thanks for today.
Thank you. Planter les yeux pour